Republicans are united on repealing the health care law, but they're in different camps over replacing it. Some would revise and rebrand Obamacare, junking unpopular provisions like its requirement that most Americans carry health insurance while preserving well-liked parts. Others would rip up the Affordable Care Act and not replace it.
Project Hope senior fellow Gail Walensky advised the first President Bush on health care matters, and she tells WTOP's Dimitri Sotis, we may see a strategy of repeal and delay, in which the law's funding streams are repealed soon after Donald Trump's inauguration, but lawmakers would wait 2 or 3 years to replace the health law.
The delay is the delay in pulling the funding.
Got it. So is it for show?
Well, it is a marker. It is to say, we are serious. This is going to happen. We don't want to disrupt the coverage. We want to set down that there is going to be a change, and we will be back with the next phase of legislation soon. I believe it would be better to do them together, but I appreciate the political pressure to act quickly will probably force them to do something sooner than they could put together a bill to actually replace. It's better to do repeal and delay than to do repeal and not be ready to have a replacement. No one really wants to see that. Whatever the complaints about the Affordable Care Act, having 20 million people covered that used to be uninsured is a good thing. We want to find other ways to do that.
What might be in place 2, 3, 4 years from now? What are we looking at?
We want to make sure that people have expanded coverage. Probably we will continue to see a large number of people covered through Medicaid. Republicans have talked about block grant programs. If you have the additional monies in that have been spent in the last 5 years, then you would have enough money to cover the additional population that's covered under Medicaid, maybe even more if you give more flexibility to the state. So a lot of it is what happens to that additional funding. There's some very arcane rules that are going to cause a lot of people to focus on how do we try to keep the money that has been used in the Affordable Care Act earmarked. It's all very arcane congressional maneuvering, but very important. And that's something that will also have to be worked out. If they lose that funding, it is going to be very hard to come up with the money to cover 20 million additional people. Probably refundable tax credits will be a part that is an important part. Many people say, well, that's just a different way to do the subsidy that's being used now in the exchange. It's a question of how regulated the insurance will be required for coverage, not as regulated and proscribed as in the Affordable Care Act. That doesn't mean it won't be good coverage.
We keep getting back to the costs of healthcare and a fee-for-service model. The more x-rays I get, the more tests I get, and that bill increases.
The focus on trying to move to value, not volume, which has been the phrase that has been used, is not going away. There is widespread agreement that we spend a lot of money and we don't seem to get the kind of health outcomes that we would like. It's a very complicated reason as to why that is, but we have a lot of financial incentives that reward behavior other than trying to reward the clinicians in the hospitals that have good health outcomes and that do so efficiently. We continue to have medical error problems and patient safety problems. There is a lot to do. At the end of the day, as we go into a new year, 2017, most physicians continue to be paid by fee-for-service reimbursement. We've had a lot of talking. It's time to have a little more action.
Project Hope senior fellow Gail Walensky, who advised the first President Bush on healthcare matters.